Good day and welcome to My American Story PSA Campaign Launch Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, you will have the opportunity to ask questions during the question and answer session. You may register to ask a question anytime by pressing star and one on your touchtone phone. You may withdraw yourself from the queue by pressing the pound key. It is now my pleasure to turn the conference over to Lynn Tremonti. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. This is Lynn Tremonti. I'm the Deputy Director of America's Voice Education Fund. And this call today was pulled together to announce a multi-state radio and TV ad campaign that's launching today called My American Story. It was created by First Focus, and it's debuting today in 9 states and Washington, D.C. It's a really unique and just incredible ad campaign that that talks about the need to fix immigration from the perspective of the children who are at the heart of the families that are facing separation. Today we will hear from some of those families who participated in creating the ad campaign, and as well as Wendy Cervantes, who's the Vice President of Immigration and Child Rights at First Focus, and she was the lead on this project. We will also hear from Samira Hafiz, Policy and Advocacy Director with We Belong Together, about some of the policy and advocacy goals of the campaign. And we will also show you one of the TV spots. So it's possible you should be, if you're on the internet, you should be dialed into the webinar portion as well so you can follow along. If for any reason you're having trouble or just in order to refer back to the ads at a later date, you can go to myamericastory.org and see all of the ad ads. First, we're going to hear from Wendy Cervantes at First Focus, who will talk about the origins of this campaign and what they're hoping to accomplish. Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you, Lynn, and thanks to all for joining today's call. For those of you who aren't familiar with First Focus, we're a national bipartisan children's advocacy organization, and for the past 7 years, we've also been working to promote common sense immigration policies that ensure the safety and well-being of children. Today, we're very proud to launch the My American Story PSA campaign, and we want to thank Bustos Media, LLC, and Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated, who provided in-kind production support, as well as a total of $1 million in radio and television airtime. As Lynn mentioned, the PSAs will air this week in Minnesota, New Mexico, New York, Arizona, Missouri, Illinois, Ohio, and D.C., and they'll run through the end of the year. We also plan to promote the PSAs along with our national and state partners over the next several months, lifting up the real stories of children all over the country on the thisismyamericanstory.org website. In our work over the years, it's become clear to us that children are too often overlooked in the immigration debate, and that's why the goal of this PSA campaign is to increase awareness among the American public about the devastating impact of immigration policies on children, with a specific focus on family separation. We believe this campaign comes at a critical time as we move into the presidential election and as we await a Supreme Court decision on DAPA and DACA Plus. The over 5 million children in the U.S. who live in mixed-status families continue to face every day with the reality that they may lose a parent at any time. And in fact, children have paid a very high price, with nearly 200,000 parents of U.S. citizen children deported between 2012 to 2014. Before developing the PSAs, First Focus worked with Lake Research Partners to conduct polling in the target states to better understand public opinion on immigration and children issues and to identify the most effective messages that help convince voters to support immigration reform. The target audience for these PSAs is primarily non-Latino, moderate, Republican, and independent voters. The research found that the majority of these voters already have a favorable view of immigrant children overall, and that more than 60% agree that U.S.-born children of undocumented immigrants should have the same rights as other U.S. children. However, the survey also confirmed that there is a lot of education that still needs to be done on the issue of family separation, with voters divided on the circumstances under which parents should be deported and the majority of the American public still unaware that so many parents are deported every year. The full results of this poll are available on the First Focus website. So this is why we believe that sharing stories is so critical, and we believe that lifting up the voices of children themselves is the key to changing hearts and minds. Children are some of the most powerful advocates in the immigrant rights movement today. The campaign includes two radio PSAs and three television PSAs with different concepts, but the common thread among all of them is that the stars are not actors, they are real kids and families. The children are all U.S.-born citizens with the same hobbies as other kids, the same dreams about what they want to be when they grow up, the same love for their families. What sets them apart from their peers is that they have either lost their parents to deportation or live with the risk of potentially losing a parent. So finally, I just want to thank the extraordinary kids and families that worked with us on this project and who shared their stories with us. So with that, I'll turn it over to the operator so that we can preview, so you can view the 60-second television version of the PSA.
At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we will be viewing a video via URL. The video will be opened and should come on screen for you. A browser window will be activated. If the browser window does not activate, you may utilize the URL listed on screen. You may now minimize that browser if your video has completed.
Great. I hope everybody was able to see that. I had a pop-up looker on, and I couldn't get into it, but I was able to access it through the URL. So, and Wendy, could you repeat? I don't want to get the website wrong. If people were not able to see that or they just want to be able to refer back to the ads, could you repeat the URL for the ad campaign?
Sure. It's thisismyamericanstory.org, and all three of the TV PSAs as well as the two radio PSAs are on that site.
Thank you. Great. Well, now we're actually going to hear from some of the people that you just saw, some of the people who participated in the ad campaign. First, we're going to hear from Luna. She's a 12-year-old U.S. citizen living in a mixed-status family. She and her siblings and mom live in Colorado. She's going to talk about what it was like to participate in this ad campaign and why her family decided to do it. She's joined also by her mom, Jeanette, who, after Luna speaks, will also give a few words in Spanish. Go ahead, Luna.
I can go now?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead. It's your turn.
Okay. My name is Luna Baez. I'm 12 years old, and I'm from Denver, Colorado. The reason why me and my other two siblings wanted to participate in this project is to send a message, a clear message, that every single day thousands of children like my siblings and I live with the fear of waking up and one of their parents might not be with them the next day. 140,000 families are separated by the immigration system. Now that they have a quota of 140,000 beds per day in the country in the detention centers that are private and earn $160 per person, that is our parents to the system, a number and earnings and the suffering that children like me have to go through. My siblings and I have been fighting 7 years alongside my mom that entered the system in 2009 for not having a driver's license during this time. I was only 5 years old, and my younger brother, Roberto, was 3, and that is a message. Don't separate our parents that give us care, food, a roof to live under, and emotional security for our lives because I want my mother with me and my siblings. I would only like to not fear and have a calm family.
Thank you, Luna. Jeanette, si le gustaría decir algunas palabras, adelante, por favor.
Bueno, mi nombre es Janet Vizquerra. I'm trying in English. My name is Janet Vizquerra. I'm mother. I'm woman. I'm grandma. I'm immigrant. I'm proud of my kids all together and my problem 7 years. And process deportation. My story is very long, very hard. My kids were every time together me. I'm living in Colorado for 20 years, long 20 years. I'm trying everything good in my life. In this moment, have maybe separate my family. For this situation, I work together for everything families I need living together every time. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeanette. That was Luna and Jeanette from Colorado. Luna and her siblings participated in the ad campaign. You can see them on the TV spot. Now we're going to hear from Lydia. She's a DACA-eligible mother who will discuss why she participated in the campaign, and she's from Massachusetts. Go ahead, Lydia.
Good afternoon. Thank you to those who are on the call. My name is Lydia. I want to tell you a little bit about my family today. 11 years ago, I came to America from Uganda. I met my husband here, and we now live with our family right outside of Boston. I came to the United States seeking a better life, and now I hope for a better future for my children. I think this is the reason many people come to America. I'm the mother to 3 beautiful children, all of whom are U.S. citizens. Their father and I are undocumented. My oldest son is Israel, who is 9 years old. He is in 3rd grade, and he enjoys studying science and American history. His dream is for us to one day go to Disney World as a family. My second oldest is Zion. Zion is 8 years old, and she loves playing sports. Hockey and soccer are her favorites. Zion also really likes reading, and her favorite is reading her children's Bible, a gift that her father gave her. My youngest is Judah. Judah is 4 years old, and he's full of energy. He is very happy. He's a very happy child and does not yet understand what we are going through. All 3 of my kids participated in this project. Our journey in America has been hard. We have faced many challenges. We agreed to be in this commercial because we hope that Americans can see the impact that the nation's immigration laws have on children and families. I want to raise awareness about the impact that families face when they are separated. It is truly heartbreaking. I would not wish it upon any family. When I was 9 months, my husband was by immigration for 3 months, and he could not be there for his son's birth. That was very hard. My husband works, and I take care of our home and the children. If he were to ever be deported, I don't know what I would do. I could not support the kids by myself. We are like many American families. We go to church. We love our kids. We want the best for them. We love this country, and our kids are American citizens. We hope that this PSA campaign can help show that we are Americans too, and that our children deserve a chance to grow up with the fear that their parents could be taken away. Both my husband and I qualify for DACA. If DACA is approved by the Supreme Court, it would mean the world to our family. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. That was Lydia, whose family also participated in the campaign. And lastly, we'll hear from Samira Hafiz. She's the Policy and Advocacy Director for We Belong Together, one of the sponsors of the campaign.
Hi, thank you, Lynn. As Lynn mentioned, I'm Samira from We Belong Together, which is a campaign co-led by the National Domestic Workers Alliance at the National Asian Pacific American Women's Forum to mobilize women in support of immigration policies that honor the needs and contributions of women and families. From the beginning of our campaign, children have been some of the major voices, particularly through our Wish for the Holidays event, which is an annual event where children come to D.C. to share their concerns and priorities for immigration with key policymakers in Washington. In the past, they've asked Congress for immigration reform. They've thanked President Obama for DAPA, and they've called for the end to family detention. Throughout it all, they've been the strongest voices for showing how our immigration policies tear families apart, and how they hurt children. Currently, our immigration policies lead to the deportation of one or both parents, like Charlie's dad, or children feel uncertain if their mother will pick them up from school, asking them to promise, but knowing these promises are outside of their parents' control, like Gallo and Zion. And you can learn more about Charlie, Gallo, and Zion's stories by visiting the site. We Belong Together has proudly partnered with This Is My American Story, with the campaign, as our goals are in alignment and they are informed by the needs of mothers, children, and families. We demand that parents should not be subject to deportation, that the best interest of the children should come first, that President Obama's immigration executive actions, which created DAPA and expanded DACA, should be implemented and actually expanded. These programs grant undocumented immigrants who come to the U.S. as young people, as well as parents of U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents, relief from deportation and also work authorization. We must also pass humane and comprehensive legislative reform for our long-term stability and that grants a path to citizenship. And children and families should have access to health care and benefits needed to save lives and thrive. Currently, immigrant families around the country are awaiting the Supreme Court decision to see if President Obama's executive actions can move forward. Immigrant families have given their heart and soul to convince the president to grant DAPA, and they have bravely shared their stories and put their lives on the line, much like the stories that you've heard today. Now the decision is in the hands of the Supreme Court justices. Our communities are now educating each other about why they should come forward if the Supreme Court allows DACA to move forward, about what that takes and what's at stake. This will have a huge impact on children, increase family stability, less anxiety about deportation, lifting children and families out of poverty, and increasing household incomes by as much as 10%. But at the same time, the administration is planning a surge in home raids on mothers and children who came to the U.S. seeking refuge from violence in Central America, as well as on unaccompanied youth who fled this violence but have subsequently turned 18. In a similar sweep, at the beginning of the year, over 120 individuals were arrested. Many were deported. This impacted school attendance. We saw 18-year-olds picked up at bus stops on the way to school, creating terror in families and communities. This led to refueling the anxiety, stress, and uncertainty the children in This Is My American Story live with every day. As much as the thought of DAPA can relieve this anxiety, the surge in enforcement has detrimental impacts on communities and security. With the uncertainty of executive action now in the hands of the Supreme Court, who will be deciding absent one justice, as well as the consistent waves of immigration enforcement, we again stress the need for comprehensive, humane, and permanent solutions. For children to fully enjoy their rights to family and economic security, they need these solutions that can only happen through legislative change. I want to thank all the children who shared their times and stories, both in the ad campaign and this call today. And thank you for constantly reminding us of what policies we need to keep fighting for. Thank you.
Thank you, Samira Hafiz. And this is Lynn. I just wanted to say, you know, as I was reviewing the stories of the children, which are posted on the website, thisismyamericanstory.org, it just reminded me that there's a whole generation of kids growing up, you know, going to church basements for immigration meetings and going to rallies and going to court and fighting for their parents. I mean, you heard Luna's presentation. She knew the statistics. She did her research. They're becoming advocates for their families in a way that we don't usually ask children to do, but it's so important to them. This is about their families and being able to stay together that they do it. And I just think it's really powerful. And I think that, that's what this ACT campaign really represents to me, is letting children speak in their voices about what they think they need for their families. So I hope you'll take a look at all the ads. And now we're going to open it up for any questions. So operator, please give instructions again.
And at this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. You may withdraw your question at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. We'll pause just a few moments to allow questions to queue. And we can take our first question from Sophia Kuntaro with Arizona PBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, my question is for Wendy. I was wondering how this ad campaign, how it can affect people in Arizona. I know it's being shown there, but Arizona voters specifically.
Did you want to know where in Arizona? It's going to air in Phoenix, Arizona on the radio.
Okay.
And if you want to get the specific stations, you can. I'm happy to provide those to you. You can contact Gabe Vasquez, our communications. And there's also, we also conducted polling specifically. I'll get you the contact information for Gabe Vasquez. We also conducted polling specifically in Arizona. So we have polling results on that as well, on how the target audience in Arizona responded to the messages that we developed for this PSA.
Okay, and that's on the website, correct, that you gave the URL
That's
to.
On the First Focus website, yeah.
And awesome, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And as a reminder, it's star and one if you wish to ask a question. It appears we have no further questions at this time. I'll return the floor to you, Lynn, for any additional comments.
Sounds good. Thanks, everybody, for joining. This is myamericanstory.org is the website. Wendy, is there anything that you wanted to say in closing?
No, that's it. Just that we'll be, thanks, everyone, for joining the call. We hope that you read the stories of the kids on the website. We'll be adding additional stories over the next several months from kids from different states. And in addition to the states that we mentioned that the PSA will be airing, it is the intention of the broadcasters who provided initial support for this to identify additional support from additional broadcasters so that this campaign may expand to other states around the country.
Great. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.